Wild steelhead abundance data from this year are headed the right direction after a series of poor return years. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Each year, fish and game biologists monitor adult steelhead returning to a number of Idaho tributaries they were born in so they can estimate how many fish are producing the next generation of wild steelhead. Fish and game official Roger Phillips.
What we have found through the years is these low period of steelhead returns, these fish have a good knack for bailing themselves out of it, and we've gotten a decent return or an increase in wild fish over we have the last few years. And when people look at our salmon and steelhead runs, they tend to look at the whole, and our biologists are paying close attention to two separate returns of fish. We have the hatchery fish that obviously we want to refill our hatcheries and give people the opportunity to fish for those, and we also want to monitor those protected wild fish. That's what we saw a nice modest increase in returns this year, and you know, we're watching in those tributaries where they go up into and spawn. That's where they're getting counted, not just at the dam. So we have an idea of how many fish are going to eat into each of these small tributaries, and that's where we really want them to end up, so they're up there producing the next generations.
So far this spring of 2021, a definite improvement from the last few years. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.